Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are going to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Las Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bag and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas. I'm Stephen Maggi, and on today's show, great food is on the table, your table, at some of the best restaurants in the world. You'll meet Don Contorsi, the creator of the lip-smacking foodie tours that'll bring you there. It's time again for punk rock and bowling in downtown Las Vegas. Mark Stern, organizer of the festival, is with us. And your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, tells us all about the new esports arena at the Luxor.
Sweet, sweet memories you gave of me.
When you come to visit Las Vegas, one of the things that's really hard is there's such great food everywhere. How do I find out more about it and how do I get to try a lot of it? There's only so much time. Well, if I got the answer for you, our guest today is Don Contorsi. He's the head of a group called Lip Smacking Foodie Tours, and it's a blast. Everybody that goes seems to love it, and there's a lot of different ways you can go. Don, welcome to the show. Really glad to have you here. Now, you were one of those folks that have worked in a number of places in Vegas and some of the better restaurants and so forth. Where did you get the idea to do something like this?
Thanks for having me. And I did work over a decade in some of the best restaurants and developed a passion to learn more about the different restaurants in Las Vegas and actually try them out myself. And just with that knowledge base, I thought, how great would it be if you had somebody to show you around and escort you and give you the tidbits and provide the best dishes at the best restaurants. And that way you could have the best meal possible in Las Vegas. And with that knowledge, I just thought it would be a great experience. I sure would love it if I was on the receiving side.
Yeah, absolutely. You talk about a great experience. I mean, this is like going to a food court where you could try everything, except instead of the food courts being fast food, the food courts are some of the best restaurants in the world. It's fantastic. Yeah, what a great idea.
Thank you very much. Yeah, people, our guests truly enjoy it. It's, they have to eat when they're in town, and it's hard to decide. You know, there's so many restaurants, it could be overwhelming. Now with this, all you have to really decide is you want to do the tour on the Strip, which are all the high-end award winners, or you want to go downtown and see all the new restaurants that are independently owned by the chef and, you know, see a different side of historic Vegas that's revitalized over the past few years. So, and then bring your appetite and ready for a great time.
Well, there's no question about it, and I love both ends of this. Like you say, I do both. I think they're just fantastic. Let's talk about the Strip first. Those are the high-end places. I understand you concentrate pretty much on the Aria and the Cosmopolitan.
Yes, so it's a walking tour, so we stay between those two resorts. The walking tour allows us a break between each restaurant, just a few minutes, and then that's where our tour guides will actually share tidbits and things to do in Vegas, sites along the way. So it's not just the food, it's also the experience in between. And all those two resorts are newer properties on the Strip. So you can imagine the restaurants there are just as amazing.
Oh, they're fantastic. Restaurants. And, you know, I remember I went to the Carbone over there, which is a great Italian restaurant. You know, and I just started looking around at just some of the places, and it's like, wow. And you go and you read about these places, and you realize they're fantastic. So give us an idea. Okay, if we're going to go on the Strip tour, for example, give us kind of a quick thing. What things are people going to see? Where are we going to eat? You know, how much do we eat? That kind of thing.
So we're going to start at Aria, and we visit a couple of restaurants there. We visit Michael Mina. He's a Michelin award-winning chef. We visit his Bardo Brasserie. That's a newer restaurant at the Aria. We also visit a handful of them: Sage, Julian Serrano, Javier's, Herringbone, Lemongrass. And basically, it's five restaurants in one evening. We spend about 30 minutes at each restaurant. It's VIP. There's no wait. As soon as you walk in, your table's ready. The food comes right out. We have an option for a beverage package, so your signature cocktail is right there waiting. And then it's a tasting at each restaurant, so whatever they're famous for. It's 3 to 4 signature dishes at each restaurant. So this way you're going to try something that maybe is a touch adventurous, but there's plenty of food, even if there is something that you're not interested in experiencing.
What I think is totally cool about this is I know a lot of people watch, especially with all the Food Network stuff, Anthony Bourdain's thing, and they see them go into these places and they're doing exactly that. This is really a chance for somebody to experience that. And it's food probably you're never going to normally eat, or you might not even have heard of. Good place to kind of try out things, huh?
The best place. So these are the restaurants that, you know, this is the dish you're supposed to get when you go there. And it could be tough for visitors to, you know, commit because, you know, one, it's, you know, it's your one shot at your meal. You want to have a great one. And so with the tour, you just come as you are and you'll leave with an experience, because we are going to place dishes and cocktails that are amazing in front of you that you likely wouldn't have ordered. And that's going to create an experience in itself, because once you take a bite, you're just you're blown away. I mean, it's top notch, the best of the best, creme de la creme.
Well, what's great is once you do it once, the next time you come out, you're going to want to do it again. Maybe go try the one on the Fremont Street, that kind of thing. Also, I think it's a great place where if you want to find that one special place that maybe you're going to have, a 25th wedding anniversary, whatever the big special occasion is. Boy, what a way to sample everything and find out which is your favorite of, like you say, the creme de la creme, right?
Yes, we encourage our guests to take the tour at the start of their visit. Maybe you'll want to revisit one of the restaurants, or at least you'll get the tidbits. We even hand out a list of recommendations at the end of the tour that people it's great to know this information at the start of your trip. And then you're going to meet other tour goers that maybe you'll ask them what they're doing in Vegas and get some ideas and suggestions. We've even had people make friends on the tour. They'll go back to the restaurant the following day that was on tour with the same couple from the tour. So you never know. It's start to finish. It's about 2.5 to 3 hours. Great food, great drink, lots of little nuggets of entertaining information. The downtown, that's the one that really surprises our guests, because they don't know too much about the area, or what they do know is just the Fremont Street experience. And where we're taking our tour is east of that, Fremont East. So where Zappos has come in and put $350 million into new restaurants and bars and the container park with all the shipping containers. And we give the story, and they meet the owners of the restaurants, and it's all scratch kitchens and seasonal farm-to-table ingredients. So it's a great experience. experience down there as well.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a little about that, because a lot of people know the famous chefs. I mean, you talked about, you know, the Michelin staffs, and there's a few up and down the strip, and that is really cool and great. But you, like you say, at Fremont Street, it's kind of like where these people are kind of finding their own. You're catching these guys on the way up and stuff. It's got to be exciting, because it sounds like they might even have a little more freedom in those places to really try different things and so forth.
Well, when you're the owner and you're the chef, you could pretty much do as you please. If Yelp reviews are excellent, it's because, you know, you did it. And if it's something you need to change, the people will let you know. But so, yes, they're very creative. One of our restaurants, they were just on the Travel Channel, of course, to feature that dish that they highlighted on TV. And it's all the chefs that have worked on the strip. And now they're opening up their own venues downtown. And it's pretty much where all the locals go. So the tour downtown, you know, you're in these jam-packed restaurants, best table in the house, open kitchen, you're talking with the chef, and you're sitting around, you're amongst locals. So it's great to kind of see where the locals go and actually, you know, see the independently owned restaurants and what they're doing down there. So we have two different experiences. Well, we have a few other experiences as well, but we have our guests, you know, each year they'll take a different tour, and they say they're equally as great. They're just different. You know, who doesn't want to try all the amazing Michelin star chef restaurants where they're just stunning and gorgeous, you know, resorts. And then you go downtown and you go to these open kitchen, kitschy local restaurants as well, where the food's phenomenal as well.
You'll hear more from Don Contorsi, creator of the Lip-Smacking Foodie Tours, in a moment. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
It won love through life, man.
Sweet, sweet.
Or even made of this.
Can't be the memories you gave.
Memories are made of this.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Do you know anyone suffering from pain? Get pain-relieving thermoskin braces and 10 therapy at little to no cost with private and Medicare insurance. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. 800-256-1143. Use reference code NCR9715. Qualify in minutes with free, convenient home delivery. Call 800-256-1143 right now. Use reference code NCR9715.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. That's 800-915-9658.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Don Contorsi, creator of the lip-smacking foodie tours. Talk about some of the other tours you have, because you said you have a couple of others. I mean, obviously, those are the two most well-known. But what else? What other kind of things can you do? And can you work some, if somebody had a really special member they're bringing out, could you kind of work with them to develop a certain kind of a made-for tour, that kind of thing?
Certainly. We've done, we've had pastry chefs graduate and take a tour with us where we've customized all amazing. It was a dessert tour. Some of the best desserts in Las Vegas. We also have a lip-smacking boozy brunch on weekends. That one's a lot of fun. That one comes with cocktails, and if somebody doesn't drink, then they get a specialty mocktail, which if you're not certain what that is, it's just non-alcoholic specialty drink. We have a tour called Savory Bites and Neon Lights, and it's five award-winning restaurants, followed up with a helicopter flight over the Las Vegas Strip, champagne toast, and return transportation. So that's a bucket list of, and really something to bring home with you as a memory, great for special occasions. And then we also have a steakhouse tour. It's called the Ultimate Steakhouse Experience, and where we visit the best steakhouses in Las Vegas. And it's not just a filet at one place, a New York at another. It's dishes that you're not going to find at any other steakhouse.
That sounds cool. Give me an example of that. That sounds really cool. Give me an example, Don.
We have the Japanese Kobe beef where they actually cook it on the hot rock, and the chef comes out with a certificate of authenticity that you get to keep. We have the Spanish Iberico Hen de Bellota, which is the prize pig of Spain, where the chef is carving the leg of jamon right at your table. We have exclusive wine pairings. We have Reserva, which is served only at a steakhouse in Las Vegas, where they dry age the beef for eight to 10 months. So the flavors pronounced are unlike anything else that you'll find. Actually, it's not a dish that's not even on the menu. A lot of the dishes that we serve are really kind of the like I said, the creme de la creme. You've got to really know what you're getting in there. And it's not an inexpensive experience, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. It's a show, dinner and a show. Everything is table-side, cookery, carvery, showmanship. It's all it's like a show at your table. Liquid nitrogen, foie gras, cotton candy, just the works.
Wow, we're all salivating now, I got to say, you're talking about the steak thing, and I'm looking at my calendar trying to find what's a good date to go do this, because it sounds incredible. Really a fun thing. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, You get an idea like this, and I love the idea of the experience and so forth. Did this come from people constantly, like, asking you places to go or things? Or is this something that you've loved doing so much yourself, just finding these things that, you know, why not share it?
Well, you know, anytime a new restaurant opens, they have to try to outdo, you know, everything else. And so everybody's stepping their program up, and everybody's, you know, just really elevating. So I was thinking, with my knowledge of knowing all the different places and what they do that's so special, why not take those special experiences from each of the best restaurants and make a complete experience out of that? And you're right. Everybody is always asking, where should we eat? You know, what should we order? With this, you're not limited. You know, if you're only traveling for a couple of days and you like food, well, you only get lunch and dinner, you know, each night. You're only there maybe 2-3 nights. So you really have to start picking and choosing. And once you're at that restaurant, you have to select one or two dishes. You really can't have a full tasting menu at every place, especially if it's just you and one other person. So I was thinking, you know, with my knowledge and knowing which places are amazing and which ones you might want to skip that you may not know any better, let's take the guesswork out for people. Let's provide an experience. Let's make it VIP. You know, there's never been sort of this VIP dining ever done before, where you walk in and you're seated right away. You don't even have to wait a second at the host stand. And as soon as you sit down, there's menus on the table. So it's, you know, it's like a reserved aspect, and then the food comes right out. The chef's there to explain it. You have everyone else in the restaurant asking, well, what's going on over there? And how come my concierge didn't tell me about that when I told him I was a foodie?
Yeah.
So, you know, make it exclusive, make it VIP, make it the perfect memorable experience that no one's ever done before. And we also do a lot of groups. You know, we have concierge that conferences that
yeah,
you know, come to Vegas, and they're always looking for something different that they haven't done before.
Well, this is really something you can't miss. You know, it's one of those experiences. A lot of us, you see these things. I think of the old Robin Leach show, Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, and you go, wow, I'd love to experience. This is one of those cases where you can actually do it. And yeah, like you said, it's not cheap. But the other hand, though, a once-in-a-lifetime experience, it actually is really reasonable. I think it's just a great thing. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, the other thing, Don, is you're also, in addition to all this food, you are getting some of these tidbits, particularly like in the downtown thing. It's stuff that you didn't know. And you come back with a story to go along with how great the food was.
Yeah, certainly. You know, downtown, there's a lot of speakeasy member-only bars where they hand-carve ice. You know, it's a lot of stuff hidden around the corner. Unless you're local, or sometimes even locals aren't even familiar with little hidden gems downtown. But, you know, we point them out. It's great to do that because maybe after the tour ends, you want to, you know, go amongst your way and kind of explore on your own. And to get that cocktail and meet that bartender that's doing some special stuff downtown. So, yeah, it's definitely useful information. It's a lot of fun. It's a full meal by the end. We take care of allergies and dietary restrictions. We host private tours for special occasions, anywhere from 10 guests all the way to 100 guests.
Last question, Don. I've got to ask you, what do you do for the fussy eater? Because there are some of us out there, believe me. Do you work with them? If somebody said, you know what, I just, for whatever it is, I don't like. Of course, I'm looking at what you have here. You know, even if you didn't eat everything there, everybody can eat a good portion of this stuff, I would think.
Yes, exactly. Even if you're skipping a dish at each restaurant, you're still going to leave full. That's kind of the idea of featuring 3 to 4 dishes at every stop. But yeah, we've never, I'll tell you, there's a handful of people that have said, I would have never ate this. I thought I didn't like this. And next thing you know, their friends and family I can't believe that they're eating it and enjoying it. So it's, you know, we've never had, you know, you got to check out our reviews. They're unheard of. We just have a really nice variety for everybody.
Yeah.
And we take care of allergies as well.
Yeah, and the reviews are incredible. Let's tell people how they can find out. So they're making the trip. Where do they go online? What can they do? How do they get one of these tours set up?
So it's called Lip Smacking Foodie Tours. We have the tours every day. You could call us or book online at VegasFoodieTour.com.
or dial us at 702-289-4796. We offer afternoon, evening. We're on Instagram, Facebook. We do the boozy brunch on weekends. We offer the strip, the downtown. It's amazing.
I would agree, and we will check that out every time we visit. Thanks, Dom.
All right, thank you again for having me.
When we return, one of the founders of the Punk Rock Bowling Festival, held annually in downtown Las Vegas. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Biz Talk Radio.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Time now to take a look at an annual Vegas tradition. From Mark Stern, one of the founders of the Punk Rock Bowling Festival, held annually in downtown Las Vegas. Well, it's that time of year again when all of the world from punk rock comes to bowl and to perform. It's a fantastic festival, the 20th annual Punk Rock Bowling and Music Festival in Las Vegas, downtown specifically. And with us once again, our good friend Mark Stern, who's one of the founders, along with his brother Sean, who also worked for BYO Records and were the founding members of the legendary LA punk band Youth Brigade. Well, Mark, great to have you here. This really has come a long way. In the beginning, 20 years ago, this was just for friends and family, wasn't it?
Pretty much, and thanks for having me, by the way. It pretty much started out as just a party for sort of the independent punk rock music industry. It was just we were doing a bowling league here in California, in Santa Monica, once a week with like Epitaph Records, Hopeless Records, BYO Records, you know, like independent labels, bands, some fanzines, and it just became a thing that everybody looked forward to every week. So we decided to move, you know, let's try it in Las Vegas. And there was actually a league going on up in San Francisco with Fat Records. So we told them, hey, why don't we all meet in Las Vegas and we'll have a weekend of bowling, you know, combine the two leagues. And it's not like anybody's a good bowler. It was just for fun. You know, it was a way to get together, and you're hanging out with people in your industry. You know, we have a pretty tight, punk rock is a pretty tight-knit industry all around the world. You know?
Yeah.
So we could find a place to have everyone meet up, it just made sense.
Well, for the fans, which is a real loyal bunch, I mean, punk rock has been around for a while now, and these people are loyal to it. It's just a great moment to mark on the calendar, so go to a fun place and really have a great time. And this is kind of a good way of kind of keeping that whole genre vibrant as ever, I would imagine.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the whole idea, is to keep it, and we keep it intimate as well. We don't want it to get any bigger than it is. We keep it, you know, 7,000 people for the festival each day, and then, you know, another 3,000 or 4,000 at club shows at night. But, you know, we keep it so you go there, it's a lot of people, but it's not so big that you can't see the band, and it still sounds great. You're not just watching a show on a video monitor. You know, you're part of it and you feel it, you know, and that's kind of where we want it to be. And even though we can sell more, we don't want to.
people be
happy that you got your ticket, that you're going.
Well, I love the lineup you have. Last year, of course, you had the great Iggy Pop, which I love. This year, Rise Against, who I saw up in Washington State a few years ago. Just a great group that's really become big. And it's always that nice fix. You're always trying to meld kind of what's going on today with the whole historical thing, huh?
Exactly. And that's the challenge, you know, is trying to keep it current, but also, you know, appeal to the, you know, people that have grown up with this music. This is their life, you know, lifers, you know, they're coming from all over the world. And we try and do the mixture of both, you know, stuff that will fit, stuff that's current that will fit, but those that I feel like Rise Against, they're a very political band. They're very outspoken on their, you know, on their views. And,
you know, that's something that is inherent in punk rock, you know?
Yeah. And what I find interesting, they are very political, but they're a different type of political than somebody that gets up and gives a speech for a particular candidate. They're not quite anarchists, but they have this kind of different approach, and they're very strong at it. And what I like about it, just like punk rock, is you can't really put them in a closet or anything, you know, that kind of
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. And that's what punk rock has always been about diversity in music. You know, there was never one set thing, but it's a music that you can talk about social issues, and political issues, and you could be a band that writes catchy songs and you get on the radio, but if you've got a message that you're portraying, it's an added bonus. You know, that's what punk rock isn't all about. Partying and love, you know what I mean?
Well, I think that's why it's still around, you know, whereas a lot of other, you know, what we thought of as rock and roll growing up has kind of changed and everything. Punk rock has really kind of stayed to its roots, and I think it's a combination of that real importance of what you're trying to portray and the fact that the music's held up to a pretty high standard, it seems to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree wholly on that, so... that's the challenge. And even with the older bands, you know, I'm always checking out who's still relevant and who's going to bring it. You know, just it could be a band that has a name from 30 years ago, but if they're not playing, you know, I'm always watching video. Like, let me see how these guys are looking on stage from this year. You know,
yeah, exactly.
And then I'll make my determination if we want to have them, because, you know, it's not just about getting up there and playing your songs. You know, we're looking for bands that put on a good show and, you know, sound great still.
You know, I talked to a lot of people from last year's after that festival, and one of the things they said is they love these late night club shows. And that's kind of a really cool thing about this, because it's not just the big names on the big stage, although everybody enjoys that, but that club atmosphere and so forth, and some of these groups on the rise and stuff. It's really kind of a nice place if you love this kind of music to find out what's going on.
Oh yeah, and it gives you the opportunity to see, you know, someplace like we're doing a Laura Jean Grey show, you know, on the Monday, you know, the little 325 capacity room. You know, it sold out in like 2 minutes. You know,
yeah.
One of her first shows that she did as Laura Jean was at this club. And it was like, I don't even know how many years ago. It must have been five years ago, maybe.
Yeah.
6 years ago. So at the very same club, we heard she was in town. Like, hey, bring her over. And it was like the word got out, and it was just people were trying to climb over the fence, and hey, people were crying. I mean, it was an amazing show, you know.
Oh, that's great.
For just coming out with everything at that time. We have, like, intimate, you know, shows with, like, we had Television last year, which was amazing. You know, this year we've got some great lineups at the clubs. But the thing is that it's, you know, within a 4-block radius of the hotel, the festival, all the clubs. You can be at the festival, you can go back to your hotel, you can walk over and get on this club 1 block away. You know, everything's right there. So it makes it really convenient for everybody.
Yeah, it's really a perfect fit for downtown. I mean, because downtown is just ideal for that. Let's talk about the bowling part of it, because people always ask me why I don't get the bowling part. But that's why this thing is so cool, because it's just different, right? And then where does the bowling take place, and how do you compete?
Well, originally we used to stay in the hotel where the bowling was, and then it just grew. And we, you know, we'd have 70 teams, and then it grew. We'd have a waiting list, and then we added another 70 teams, so we'd do squads, you know, 12, 3, you know. And now the first year we moved downtown, we kept staying at the hotel where the bowling was, but it didn't work out because it's too hard to get people back to sort of in the suburbs, you know, and at 2 a.m. We had shuttle buses, but it turning into an issue. So now everybody stays downtown, so all the clubs are there. And then we shuttle everybody to 3 different bowling centers, and they all bowl at noon to 3. So it's still 3 squads, but they all bowl at the same time at 3 different places. That way it doesn't, you know, if you want to go to the festival, bowling's over in time.
Right.
Go to the festival or do anything else.
Right.
And if you don't bowl, we have, you know, there's free pool parties that happen during that same time frame. We've got movie screenings this year, like L7's movie, Pretend We're Dead. We got Agnostic Front's new movie. So, you know, there's some cool stuff going on, even if you don't bowl. But the bowling is, yeah, that's how it started. Originally, it was all about the bowling, and we do a couple of shows. Now it's all about, now there's the shows, and then we shuttle people out to bowl. But it still is, you know, it's still as fun as ever and competitive. And actually, we still have some lanes available still, which
if
anyone's interested.
Yeah, and you don't care if somebody can't break 100, right?
No, it doesn't matter. We do a handicap system. So if you bully it your first day, we figure your handicap and we add that in. So you're actually contending. Even if you're not good, you can still you could still make it. And if you if you bowl the next year, we carry your handicap over from the year before if you're bowling 2 years in a row. So it's an advantage you get. Like on your second year, you'll get your – if you didn't bowl well, you got a big handicap, and then you bowled out all year round and got better, then you come back the next year with your big handicap and your improved bowling. And now you're competing against people that bowl 200s, 250s.
Yeah, not bad.
You're now bowling 180s, and you have a big handicap, you know?
One thing you have this year, too, that I think is a little different, or I don't remember from last year, is you've got a poker tournament over at the Golden Nugget. Have you been doing that for a while, or is this new?
No, we have. We've been doing it. We do it every year. It's on the Friday night. This is sort of the kickoff. There's poker, and then the club shows happen after that. So, yeah, that one sold out really quick this year. Yeah, it's fun, you know, because you're playing with all these people, you know, from bands and everything that you know, so people love it. You know?
All right, so
and that's what a lot of people say about punk rock bowling. Like, you know, I can go to the show, and then I'm back at the hotel, and I'm having a drink at the bar, and there's Joe Biafra, you know, or I'm having a drink with so-and-so, and everybody's hanging out, you know, like that's, we put all the bands in the one hotel with everybody else, so everybody, you know, because it's a community. We don't try and separate it.
You'll hear more from Mark Stern, one of the founders of the Punk Rock Bowling Festival, held annually in downtown Las Vegas. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi on the Biz Talk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sun.
Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Mark Stern. He founded the Punk Rock Bowling Festival years ago, which is held annually in downtown Las Vegas. Well, it sure is a blast. If you like punk rock music, you're going to love this. Friday, May 25th through Monday, May 28th. How do people get tickets if there's still any available and that sort of
thing? Yeah, there is, and you can get them at punkrockbowling.com. Go there. It's got all the information on the festival, club shows, everything else. You can check it all out and get tickets there.
I think it's well worth it. It's a lot of fun. Hey, thanks. We'll talk to you again next year, Mark.
Great. I appreciate it. Thank you.
This week at the Punk Rock Bowling Festival, the featured act is Rise Against. They play Saturday, May 26th at the Las Vegas Events Center. Here's a sample of what they sound like with their big hit, Savior.
It kills me not to know this, but I've all but just forgotten what the color of her eyes were, and her scars, or how she got them. As the telling signs of age rain down, a single tear is dropping through the valleys of an aging face that this world has forgotten. The present, you drink these drained seconds. Tell
Time now for your Vegas Insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Another thing I don't understand, and maybe I'm showing my age, over at the Luxor, an esports arena, and apparently this is where you pack the place to watch other people play video games. What are you hearing about it? And apparently, from what I understand, there's like a whole league of these things around the country. It's a big deal.
It is international, the popularity of people watching other people play video games. I don't pretend to understand it. It is very popular. So the big multiple places in town, downtown Grand has had it, an esports lounge for some time. This place at the Luxor has opened. There's another one coming, another big one, I think, maybe to, I don't remember which hotel, but anyway, there's multiple esports arenas coming. So the big question is not whether esports are popular, because they're popular, but whether it generates any revenue, because these are casinos and they're trying to draw millennial players, but they're realistically, the folks that come to play esports are, they tend to be very young. They don't have a ton of disposable income. So I don't really see what casinos are going to get out of it. I have someone who's in the know in town who says that this esports arena at the Luxor is going to be the biggest flop in the history of Las Vegas. And Las Vegas has had some huge flops. So there's a lot of skepticism about it. I think, you know, to me, it's like any kind of niche group, you know, whether it's the rodeo or it's the, you know, it's NASCAR. It's a niche audience. It's a niche interest. And yes, you're going to get some people here, but I think in the long term, it's not a substitute for gamblers. It's not a substitute for people who are going to these high-end restaurants and nightclubs. So I think it's a big question mark. I think the casinos, they're a little bit lazy, because now you just put a little E in front of whatever it is, and they think, well, that'll draw the millennials. It's E-whatever. It's just an E-restaurant and an E-spa. And I think they're just grasping at straws at this point.
It's just a 21st century version of the MGM amusement park that was going to be like another Disneyland?
I don't know. I mean, this is so such a specialized thing. This is not of interest to the general public. It's people who are fanatical. They sit on YouTube all day long watching people play video games. Again, huge mystery to me, but I'm looking at, does it draw bodies? Do those people have disposable income? Traditionally, casinos have appealed to an older audience because those are the people playing slot machines. Now, as gambling revenue has gone down, they're having to find other ways to appeal to a younger audience. They've tried skill-based slot machines, kind of a fail so far. They're going to try esports. Nobody knows what's next. I think the smartest people in Vegas have no idea what to do.
Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to listen again next week when our guest will be the famous and quirky punk rock group X-Blank-X. Thanks for listening. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps.
Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.